This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Gliclazidem R. Viatris. Modified release tablets containing gliclazide, pronounced gliclazide. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Gliclazidem R. Viatris. It does not contain all the available information. Reading this leaflet does not take the place of talking to your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Gliclazidem R. Viatris against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Gliclazidem R. Viatris is? The name of your medicine is Gliclazidem R. Viatris. Gliclazidem R. Viatris contains the active ingredient gliclazide. Gliclazide belongs to a group of medicines called sulfonylureas. The medicine releases the active ingredient gliclazide progressively over 24 hours. What Gliclazidem R. Viatris is used for? Gliclazidem R. Viatris is used to control blood glucose, sugar in patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus. This type of diabetes is also known as non-insulin dependent diabetes, NIDM, or maturity onset diabetes. Why Gliclazidem R. Viatris is used for type 2 diabetes mellitus? Gliclazidem R. Viatris is used when diet and exercise are not enough to control your blood glucose. Gliclazidem R. Viatris can be used alone, or together with insulin, or other medicines for treating diabetes. How it works? Glucose is used by the body as fuel, and all people have glucose circulating in their blood. In diabetes, levels of blood glucose are higher than is needed, which is also known as hyperglycemia. If your blood glucose is not properly controlled, you may experience hypoglycemia, low blood glucose, or hyperglycemia, high blood glucose. High blood glucose can lead to serious problems with our heart, circulation and of kidneys. It is very important to control high blood glucose whether or not you feel unwell. This really helps to avoid serious long-term health problems, which can involve the heart, eyes, circulation, and of kidneys. A section at the end of this leaflet contains advice about recognizing and treating hyperglycemia. Gliclazidem R. Viatris is used when diet and exercise are not enough to control your blood glucose properly. It lowers blood glucose by increasing the amount of insulin, a hormone that controls blood glucose levels produced by your pancreas. As with many medicines used for the treatment of diabetes, there is a possibility that blood glucose levels may become very low during treatment with Gliclazidem R. Viatris. This is known as hypoglycemia. A section at the end of this leaflet contains advice about recognizing and treating hypoglycemia. Gliclazidem R. Viatris is available only with a doctor's prescription. Gliclazidem R. Viatris is not addictive. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Gliclazidem R. Viatris has been prescribed for you. Before you take Gliclazidem R. Viatris, there are some people who should not take Gliclazidem R. Viatris. Please read the lists below. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any questions, please consult your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator. Do not take Gliclazidem R. Viatris if you are allergic to gliclazide, or any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You have had an allergic reaction to any other sulfonylureas, or Gliclazidem R. Viatris related medicines such as sulfur antibiotics, or to thiazide diuretics, a type of fluid, or water tablet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to Gliclazidem R. Viatris, or to these medicines, may include skin rash, itchiness, or hives, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, muscle pain, or tenderness, or joint pain. If you are not sure if you have an allergy to Gliclazidem R. Viatris, check with your doctor. Are pregnant, or trying to become pregnant? Gliclazidem R. Viatris may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Insulin is more suitable for controlling blood glucose during pregnancy. Your doctor will usually replace Gliclazidem R. Viatris with insulin while you are pregnant. Are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed? Gliclazidem R. Viatris is not recommended while you are breastfeeding. It is not known whether Gliclazidem R. Viatris passes into breast milk. You have type 1 diabetes mellitus, also known as insulin-dependent diabetes, IDDM, or juvenile onset diabetes. You have unstable diabetes. You have diabetic ketoacidosis, a problem which affects the acidity of your blood, and can lead to coma, which is mainly associated with type 1 diabetes. You have severe kidney disease. You have severe liver disease. You are taking an antibiotic medicine containing the active ingredient miconazole. The expiry date, EXP printed on the pack. If you take it after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. The packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Gliclazidemia Viatris, talk to your doctor. For children, do not give Gliclazidemia Viatris to a child. There is no experience with the use of Gliclazidemia Viatris in children. For older people, elderly people can generally use Gliclazidemia Viatris safely. There are no special instructions for older people taking Gliclazidemia Viatris. Tell your doctor straight away if you are pregnant, or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. You are allergic to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, to any other medicines, or to any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. If you have a family history of, or know you have the hereditary condition glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase, G6PD deficiency, abnormality of red blood cells, lowering of the hemoglobin level and breakdown of red blood cells, hemolytic anemia can occur. You have had any of the following medical conditions: kidney disease, liver disease, a history of diabetic coma, adrenal, pituitary, or thyroid problems, heart failure. You have any medical condition, or do anything, that may increase the risk of hyperglycemia, for example. You are ill, or feeling unwell, especially with fever, or infection. You are injured. You are having surgery. You are taking less Gliclazidemia Viatris than prescribed. You are taking less exercise than normal. You are eating more carbohydrate than normal. Drinking alcoholic drinks. Not eating regular meals. Taking more exercise than usual. If you have not told your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Gliclazidemia Viatris. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator if you are taking any other medicines, including medicines you buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Taking Gliclazidemia Viatris may change the effect of some medicines, and some medicines may affect how well Gliclazidemia Viatris works. You may need different amounts of your medication, or to take different medicines. Some medicines may lead to low blood glucose, hypoglycemia by increasing the blood glucose lowering effect of Gliclazidemia Viatris. These include some medicines used to treat fungal or yeast infections, miconazole which is contraindicated, alcohol. Other medicines used to treat diabetes, such as biguanides and insulin. Some medicines used to treat high blood pressure and other heart conditions, including angiotensin receptor blocker, beta blockers. Some medicines used to treat depression and other mental illness, MAOIs. Some cholesterol-lowering medicines, clofibrate. Some medicines used to treat arthritis, pain and inflammation, including high-dose aspirin, ibuprofen, phenylbutazone. Some antibiotics, chloramphenicol, clarithromycin, sulfonamides. Some medicines used to treat acid reflux and stomach ulcers. Some medicines used to treat gout, probenecid. Some medicines used to treat tuberculosis. Some medicines may lead to high blood glucose levels, hyperglycemia by weakening the blood glucose lowering effect of Gliclazidemia Viatris. These include alcohol. Some medicines for epilepsy, danazol. Some medicines used to treat depression and other mental illness, chlorpromazine. St. John's wort, hypericum perforatum preparations used to treat depression. Some hormones used in hormone replacement therapy and oral contraceptives, estrogen, progesterone. Some medicines for asthma, salbutamol, intravenous terbutaline. Barbiturates, medicines used for sedation. Glucocorticoids. Some medicines for fluid retention, thiazides, furosemide. Nicotinic acid. Some medicines may lead to unstable blood glucose, low blood sugar and high blood sugar when taken at the same time as Gliclazidemia Viatris, especially in elderly patients. These include a class of antibiotics called fluoroquinolones. Glyclozidemar viatris may change the effects of some other medicines. These include some medicines used to prevent blood clots, warfarin. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. They also have a more complete list of medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking glyclozidemar viatris. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure if you are taking any of these medicines. How to take glyclozidemar viatris. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor, pharmacist, and diabetes educator carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets to take each day. They may increase or decrease the dose, depending on your blood glucose levels. When to take it. Swallow the tablets whole with a glass of water. Glyclozidemar viatris tablets should not be crushed or chewed. Crushing or chewing the tablets may change the effectiveness of the tablet. Glyclozidemar viatris 30 mg tablets do not have a break bar and should not be broken in half. It is important to take your glyclozidemar viatris at the same time each day, usually with breakfast. Taking glyclozidemar viatris with food can help to minimize the risk of hypoglycemia. Do not skip meals while taking glyclozidemar viatris. How long to take it? Continue taking glyclozidemar viatris for as long as your doctor recommends. Make sure you keep enough glyclozidemar viatris to last over weekends and holidays. Glyclozidemar viatris will help control your diabetes, but will not cure it. Therefore, you may have to take it for a long time. If you forget to take it, if it's almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as you remember, with food, then go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. Missed doses can cause high blood glucose, hyperglycemia. If you are not sure whether to skip the dose, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you have missed. If you double a dose, this may cause low blood glucose, hypoglycemia. If you take too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor, Diabetes Australia, or Poisons Information Centre, telephone in Australia. 1-3-1-1-2-6. For advice if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much glyclozidemar viatris, do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too much glyclozidemar viatris together with other medicines for diabetes or alcohol, you may experience symptoms of low blood glucose, hypoglycemia. If not treated quickly, these symptoms may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, loss of consciousness and fainting. At the first signs of hypoglycemia, raise your blood glucose quickly by following the instructions at the end of this leaflet. If you experience any of these symptoms, immediately get medical help. While you are taking glyclozidemar viatris, things you must do. If you become pregnant while you are taking glyclozidemar viatris, tell your doctor. Tell all doctors, dentists, pharmacists, and diabetes educators who are involved with your treatment that you are taking glyclozidemar viatris. If you are about to start taking any new medicines, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking glyclozidemar viatris. Take glyclozidemar viatris exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Otherwise you may not get the full benefits from treatment. Make sure you check your blood glucose levels regularly. This is the best way to tell if your diabetes is being controlled properly. Your doctor or diabetes educator will show you how and when to do this. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia and know how to treat them. Instructions at the end of this leaflet can help you with this. Visit your doctor regularly so that they can check on your progress. Carefully follow your doctor's and dietitian's advice on diet, drinking alcohol and exercise. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice the return of any symptoms of hyperglycemia that you had before starting glyclozidemar viatris. These may include lethargy or tiredness, headache, thirst, passing large amounts of urine and blurred vision. These may be signs that glyclozidemar viatris is no longer working, even though you may have been taking it successfully for some time. Things you must not do. Do not give gliclazidemia viatris to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use gliclazidemia viatris to treat other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking gliclazidemia viatris, or change the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Do not skip meals, while taking gliclazidemia viatris. Things to be careful of. If you drink alcohol, while taking gliclazidemia viatris, you may get flushing, sensation of warmth, headache, breathing difficulties, rapid heartbeat, stomach pains, or feel sick and vomit. Protect your skin when you are in the sun, especially between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Sulfonylureas, the group of medicines that gliclazidemia viatris belongs to, may cause your skin to be more sensitive to sunlight than it is normally. Exposure to sunlight may cause a skin rash, itching, redness, or a severe sunburn. If outdoors, wear protective clothing and use a 30+ sunscreen. If your skin does appear to be burning, tell your doctor immediately. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how gliclazidemia viatris affects you. Also, be especially careful not to let your blood glucose levels fall too low. Gliclazidemia viatris may cause dizziness and drowsiness in some people. Low blood glucose levels may also slow your reaction time and affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. A section at the end of this leaflet contains advice about recognizing and treating hypoglycemia. Drinking alcohol can make this worse. If either of these occurs, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. If you are traveling, it is a good idea to wear some form of identification showing you have diabetes. Carry some form of sugar to treat hypoglycemia if it occurs, for example, sugar sachets or jelly beans. Carry emergency food rations in case of a delay, for example, dried fruit, biscuits, or muesli bars. Keep gliclazidemia viatris readily available. If you become sick with a cold, fever, or flu, it is very important to continue taking gliclazidemia viatris, even if you feel unable to eat your normal meal. If you have trouble eating solid food, use sugar-sweetened drinks as a carbohydrate substitute, or eat small amounts of bland food. Your diabetes educator or dietitian can give you a list of foods to use for sick days. Side effects. If you do not feel well while you are taking gliclazidemia viatris, then tell your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator as soon as possible. All medicines can have side effects. Most of the time they are not serious, but sometimes they can be. Gliclazidemia viatris helps most people with type 2 diabetes, but it may sometimes have unwanted side effects. These can include hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia. A section at the end of this leaflet contains advice about recognizing and treating hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia. Runny or blocked nose, sneezing, facial pressure or pain, bronchitis, sore throat and discomfort when swallowing, upper respiratory infection, coughing, back pain, arthralgia, arthrosis, high blood pressure, chest pain, headache, unusual weakness, viral infection, urinary tract infection, dizziness, stomach upset with symptoms like feeling sick, stomach pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. Decrease in the number of cells in the blood, e.g. platelets, red and white blood cells, which may cause paleness, prolonged bleeding, bruising, sore throat and fever have been reported. These symptoms usually vanish when the treatment is discontinued. Increase of some hepatic enzymes levels, and exceptionally a liver disease. Your vision may be affected for a short time, especially at the start of treatment. This effect is due to changes in blood sugar levels. Other side effects are usually mild when they occur. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. However, if you do, or if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell, you should consult your doctor or pharmacist. Other uncommon side effects have been reported, and you may wish to discuss this issue with your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator. If any of the signs below occur, then tell your doctor immediately, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. Skin rash, redness, itching and/or hives, and angioedema, rapid swelling of tissues such as eyelids, face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat that may result in breathing difficulty have been reported. The rash may progress to widespread blistering or peeling of the skin and may be the first sign of real life-threatening conditions, e.g. Stevens-Johnson syndrome, SJS, toxic epidermal necrolysis, 10 and severe hypersensitivity reactions, DRESS. Exceptionally, DRESS have been reported, initially as flu-like symptoms and a rash on the face, then an extended rash with a high temperature. As for other sulfonylureas, the following adverse events have been observed: cases of severe changes in the number of blood cells and allergic inflammation of the wall of blood vessels, reduction in blood sodium, hyponatremia, symptoms of acute pancreatitis, symptoms of liver impairment, e.g. jaundice, which in most cases disappeared after withdrawal of the sulfonylurea, but may lead to life-threatening liver failure in isolated cases. After taking glucosidemivitris, storage. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Glucosidemivitris will not keep as well outside its blister packaging. Keep them in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store medicines in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave them in a car or on a windowsill. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep glucosidemivitris tablets where children cannot reach them. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking glucosidemivitris, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, return any leftover tablets to your pharmacist for disposal. Product description. What it looks like. Glucosidemivitris 30 mg tablets are white to off-white, oblong, biconvex tablet debossed with M on one side of the tablet and GL30 on the other side. They are available in blister packs of 100 tablets. Ingredients. Each tablet of glucosidemivitris contains 30 mg of glucoside as the active ingredient and a number of inactive ingredients. The inactive ingredients in glucosidemivitris tablets include high promylose, magnesium stearate and microcrystalline cellulose. Supplier. Glucosidemivitris is supplied in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. Glucosidemivitris is registered on the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods. Australian Register Number 30 mg blister. OSTAR 295541. Recognizing and treating hypoglycemia, very low blood sugar levels. Hypoglycemia may occur during glucosidemivitris treatment. The first signs of hypoglycemia are usually weakness, trembling or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache or lack of concentration, irritability, tearfulness, hunger, and or numbness around the lips and tongue. At the first signs of hypoglycemia, take some sugar to raise your blood sugar level quickly. Do this by eating 5 to 7 jelly beans, 3 teaspoons of sugar, or honey, drinking half a can of non-diet soft drink, taking 2 to 3 glucose tablets, or a tube of glucose gel. Then take some extra carbohydrates, such as plain biscuits, fruit, or milk, unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal. Taking this extra carbohydrate will help to prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. If not treated quickly, hypoglycemia symptoms may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, fits, or loss of consciousness. If hypoglycemia symptoms do not get better straight away after taking sugar, then go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital, if necessary by calling an ambulance. Contact your doctor or diabetes educator for advice if you are concerned about hypoglycemia. Recognizing and treating hyperglycemia, high blood sugar levels. Some people may feel fine when their glucose levels are high. Others notice symptoms of hyperglycemia like tiredness, lack of energy, thirst, passing large amounts of urine, headache, and/or blurred vision. If you notice symptoms of hyperglycemia or your blood sugar levels are high, tell your doctor immediately. You may need adjustments of the dose or type of medicines you are taking. It is very important to control high blood glucose whether or not you feel unwell. This really helps to avoid serious long-term health problems, which can involve the heart, eyes, circulation, and/or kidneys. If you experience any of the signs of hyperglycemia, high blood glucose, contact your doctor or diabetes educator for advice immediately. This leaflet was prepared in July 2024. Glucosidemivitris_CMI/JUL24/00